I'm
credit
errors.
Yeah, everybody's talking about credit errors because there was a big show on 60 Minutes about the studies and the bureaus and 20% error rate. So I just want to throw out some numbers because I think it's very interesting. The credit reporting agencies, now, I should say this first, they are repositories and they collect data from furnishers. So the information that's on the credit reports is being collected from the furnishers, like your credit card companies, the mortgage company, the car company. They are giving this information to the credit reporting agencies, and the agencies are then putting it onto your credit report. So the credit reporting agencies, the major three, Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax, they maintain information on over 200 million files. Okay? Mm-hmm. So they're regulating information on 200 million files. They have about 10,000 furnishers of data on a monthly basis. And this data is updating 1.3 billion accounts or trade lines.
So they're about to make a mistake.
Yeah, I mean, just listening to these numbers, you could imagine what kind of errors go on with credit reporting agencies and the information on the files. About 60% of the information on credit reports is from credit card companies. And then on top of that, there are like major companies that do most of the reporting. You know, you would imagine like Bank of America, Chase, Wells Fargo. So these companies are doing most of the reporting. So the furnishing of information, there are inaccuracies based on typing information, because you can imagine there's information that's being typed in on each file, and there could be errors based on typing. So sometimes the errors are just in your name, your address, your birthday, your employment data, and this type of an error usually is not going to manifest a big difference in your interest rate. So just to make people a little more educated about errors, just because there is an error doesn't mean it's going to cost you millions of dollars over the life of your loan. The errors that cost you a lot, errors like a late payment on an account that really didn't happen, and if that happens and it's an error, it will drop your credit score hundreds of points, which then might cost you an approval on a loan, or it could cost you hundreds and thousands of dollars more in interest on the mortgage that you're getting approved for. So that kind of an error is going to really hurt you. But not every error is going to cost you millions of dollars. So, you know, you have to remember what kind of an error is going to really cost you. So everyone should be looking at their credit reports on a monthly basis to make sure everything on the credit report is correct, or at least the information that's going to cost you money or maybe an approval on a mortgage is correct.
So what if you, they have those companies that you could, they tell you just
sign
up.
Credit monitoring.
Yeah, are they worth it or not?
Yes, I think they're very worth it, because remember, your credit is a huge asset. So if your credit is allowing you to buy a house, get a car, go to college, think about the value of that. If you don't have good credit and you can't get the right house in the right neighborhood and more of a mortgage,
right,
and you can't get the best interest rate, you can't buy the car you need to get, or, and you can't go
you know
to
what
school.
I heard? You know what I heard? I read an article somewhere that young people now are looking at prospective husbands by first looking at their credit scores.
Yeah, there was a big article.
I really read it.
Last year, I think, during Valentine's Day. Could have
and
been
if you guys have bad credit scores, you're out.
I think the next
score
that they're going to come up with is a dating score. A score to define your risk level as a partner in a relationship.
And if you wear the postal outfit, you're really out.
But Tracy, if you don't sign up with one of the companies, how do you obtain your credit report every month?
You can buy it anytime you want to, but you can get a free copy once a year at annualcreditreport.com. Not at Free Credit Report, because that's not free. So, you know, going to Free Credit Report may not get you a free credit report. It's annualcreditreport.com, which is a site that By law, the credit reporting agencies have to give you a free copy of your credit report once a year. Doesn't mean you could get a free copy of your credit score. And also the score they offer on that site, annual credit report, is not a FICO score. It's not the score that banks use. So if you want a FICO score, you can go to myfico.com and buy your credit scores. Those are the scores that are most similar to the ones that banks use. So getting back to these studies, there are different types of errors. Sometimes when you have a name that we know this isn't going to happen to you, Ace.
But you know what?
Similar to someone
else. Ace's name. An ace who's an ace.
Ace, what a soup. No, is that
it? Say it, Ace. Ace, one of these days I'm going to get it.
It's Watana Supar.
Wasana
Supar. Your name is
Wait, Wasana Supar.
Watana Supar.
That's why I always say Ace W.
Ace Wasana Supar. If your name is that name, you're not going to have problems with people having similar name to you and errors on your credit report. But if you have junior, senior, or you have a name like John Smith
or John Doe,
Ahmed Singh, any name that's popular in the culture, it could be a real problem because you might find that somebody else's information is on your credit report. Or if somebody is putting an application in your name and they put the wrong social security number on the application and they're off by one digit, and then all of a sudden you're getting data on your credit report that's somebody else's social security number because now that social security number is related to your file. This can cause a lot of problems. But, you know, to get into every kind of error right now on the radio is going to be, it's going to take me like hours.
So how do they do it?
What
do
I would you? Say to you is this. Go to annualcreditreport.com, print out a copy of each credit report, Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax. If there are errors on your credit report, you can call us at North Shore Advisory, 914-524-8300, or you could email us through, what is the radio?
Radio show.
Radioshow@element.com.
Radioshow@element.com. Radioshow@element.com. Or email us at the radio show here. I mean, it's fine. Anywhere.
If you have any questions about your credit reports. But it's very important to check them and watch them on a monthly basis, especially if you're going to go for a loan in the next year or two. Because getting a mortgage is not difficult. But being prepared to get a mortgage makes it easier. If you're not prepared and you wait till the last minute to check your credit and there's an issue, it's going to be harder to get that mortgage when you need it. That's what makes it so difficult is not being prepared. And that's why Dottie has a team of people here on the radio show, legal, finance, credit, and real estate.
Right.
So that you can be prepared.
Emotional, if you need help, also we're here.